There's been a lot of suggestions about maybe a Minister for Rural Affairs being appointed, a big emphasis being placed on rural Ireland and the revitalisation of rural Ireland and our towns and our villages. And we as an association, we just want to be to the forefront of that. The basis of our conference this year is to form our own policy in relation to how our towns and villages and indeed our large urban areas should be revitalised and how to address the decline, particularly in rural Ireland, but also in our large urban areas as well. We as an association and our members feel that there's a decline right across the country and even in our major cities there's decline within those as well. So this conference is for our members to discuss that issue, for the association to have a policy going forward in relation to that, so we have a chance to ensure that local authorities and local government, both the elected members and the executive, will lead that charge in relation to any national policy in relation to addressing the decline in rural Ireland and revitalising our towns and villages right across the country. Our delegates know and our members are very well aware of how our rural towns and villages have suffered, and particularly over the last 4 or 5 years during the recession. And our aim is to have a policy for our members going forward to address this issue.
Obviously, it's a well-worn and well-used tactic of local government for councillors and officials to seek deputations to meet with the minister, to seek to meet with the minister who's visiting the area for whatever reason. And in the event that all delegations and all councils are bringing a similar message to the incoming minister for the environment and local government, that in a sense will copper fasten your claims, copper fasten your policy, and give a better chance that the minister will take heed if all councils are seen in a sense to be speaking with one voice?
Well, yes, as I say, we are the representative body for local councillors right across the country, and I say we'd be hearing the views of our delegates. Our delegates are our membership, they're the voice of this association, and we'll be seeking the views of our delegates over the course of the 2 days, trying to correlate those views and into a policy document. And yes, we think that would be strengthened if we get the overall view of our members right across the country, that we can formulate a policy document going forward and to address this issue. And I think the major aim of it is to ensure that, you know, we feel that local government and local authorities and the elected members living in their communities that they represent, working with their executive, are the vehicles to drive the revitalisation of rural Ireland or cities or towns and villages, to revitalise those going forward. And we want local government to be at the core of that.